Here is today's Capitol Hill Brief with concerned Women for America President Penny Nance.
Six states have now legalized assisted suicide, and another 22 are currently considering legalization in their state legislatures. Assisted suicide supposedly increases patient choice, but we have seen the opposite. Patients who live in states where assisted suicide is legal are sometimes presented with no choice. Lethal medications cost insurance companies approximately $300, and care for a terminal patient can cost millions. We have already seen this in California, where Stephanie, a mother of four living with a terminal diagnosis, was denied coverage for treatment, but was informed her insurance would cover medication for aid in dying. We cannot let this dangerous devaluation of life continue.
Assisted suicide is becoming more acceptable in our nation. Join Concerned Women for America to stand up for life. Visit CapitolHillBrief.org and find out how to tell your congressman to oppose assisted suicide. That's CapitolHillBrief.org.